I want to talk about the goodness of God and how good that He is. Anytime we read God's Word, it's good, ain't it? That's God's Word that makes us alive. It gives us direction, gives us instruction, corrects us, and shows us where we're wrong and helps get us back on the right track if we'll get in God's Word. I love Him today, and I appreciate all of you all for being here in the house of God, in your place, so that you can hear the Word of God, feel His presence, and it's a great place, a great opportunity to brag on His lovely name. Amen. If you found your place, let's stand for the reading of God's Word, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If you don't know where that's at, it's just past Proverbs, the next book. I love this book. Here in chapter 3, the Bible says, verse 1, "To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away." Number 7. "A time to rend or divide, and a time to sow, and a time to keep silent, and a time to speak." Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You speak to us from Your Word. Lord, we need to hear from You today. Many, Lord, are sick and afflicted, Lord, and I believe that they're in these places at times that are lost and undone without You. There's good people that are sick and afflicted. These things come up on us, Lord. But we know whatever we go through, it's for Your honor and for Your glory. I pray You'll speak to the hearts that's here today, Lord, that may be lost without You, that today will be the day that they'll walk this aisle for You. Speak through these stammering lips, Lord. Your man that stands in Your pulpit today, use us for Thy honor and glory. For we love You in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Look down at verse 17. "I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. And there is a time, therefore, for every purpose and for every work." There's a time for that. I want you to realize this morning what the Scriptures is trying to teach us. We see in this chapter that God is speaking of an appointed time. Certain things that will happen throughout your life that may change in your life. It's not by circumstances or by chance these things are happening, but it is the perfect will of God that things happen in your life the way they happen. And the Lord gave me a simple word this week on this message entitled time. I want to preach on time. I want to preach on something that ain't going to be in heaven, and that's time. I'm glad that when He calls us from here to there, the watches will quit, the time will give up, there'll be no more time when we get into heaven. It'll be one endless day. We'll never see another sunset. We'll never see another sunrise because Jesus Himself will be the light of that city. Amen. So you better enjoy the sunrise and the sunset while you're here, because when we get over there, there'll be no need of that. We won't have to go buy no more Tempur-Pedics to sleep on, no more pillows and blankets and all these things. We won't have to rest no more. We'll be there forevermore to praise His holy. That ought to make you want to shout this morning to know we're going to a place that will change everything that you know right now. Everything that seems to be normal right now, I'm glad when we step off in the glory, it'll all change and it'll be wonderful when we get over there. So I want to preach on time this morning and what it means to us in our life. Number one, there's a season for all things. You see what we have read to you this morning? The Bible's told us there's a season for all things. In verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through, but I'm telling you this morning, we are living in God's calendar of time. He has a reason for all these things that take place. Just like right now outside, it's about 28 degrees outside, and we don't understand why it gets so cold, but God's got a reason for everything to get cold. When the fall comes, the leaves start falling, things start swiveling up and dying because it's getting ready for the cold season. God set us up four seasons that we live through all year long, and we complain through every single one of them. We're not happy with a single one of them. We talk about how we love spring, and all spring is wonderful. Just as soon as the flowers start blooming and the trees start blooming, our eyes start swelling, our sinuses start running, we start complaining how much we hate spring. Then we say we can't wait for summer to come on. Summer comes on, and here comes the heat, and it gets hot, and we start complaining about how hot it is. I can't hardly take the heat. I can't wait till fall gets here. Because we ain't happy with these two, so let's head towards fall. I love the fall and all the colors and all that it brings. And all of a sudden, it's 91 day and 50 the next. We start complaining because the weather starts changing. And all of a sudden, our throats get sore. And here comes the allergies and everything again. Oh, I hate the fall. I can't wait till it gets winter and gets rid of all of this mess. Y'all awful quiet this morning. So all of a sudden, it gets colder and colder, and here comes the winter. And the winter comes on, and the snow starts falling. We talked about how we want a white Christmas and how we love to see the snow fall. And all of a sudden, the Lord will bless the snow will fall. Oh, everybody starts complaining. Oh, I hate the snow. We're a bunch of complainers is all we are. We're not happy with anything. Oh, if I had $1,000, I'd be so happy. I could go buy this and I could go buy that. And you'll get blessed and get $1,000. And you'll go blow that $1,000. And all of a sudden, all the bills are due. And you can't meet the bills. And you're worrying now about the bills. And all of a sudden, the Lord pricks your heart and says, remember the $1,000 I give you? It was for the bills that you got due. But you blowed it on something else. We're never happy. We're a very unhappy people. Paul said to be content in whatever state that you're in. We need to be content in that state. And we need to honor God in that state. There's a reason and a season for everything that's going on in your life. But now we're in this season. This is God's calendar of time. In Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord said, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. In your season, he has drawn you, okay? In Galatians 6, 9, the Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we, what? Faint not. If we faint not, we shall reap in that season. You can reap in the springtime. You can reap in the summertime, the fall time, the winter time. If you'll seek the Lord and seek His will and what He wants in your life, you can reap from the glory of God. God has given us seasons to go through for His glory is why we go through them. We have seasons in our life. Some seasons are not too good. I'll go along with that with you. Every season that I go through is not a good season. But I can look back through all the things that I have been through and see where God has worked through every single one of them. When the heat was on in my life, when the devil had put the heat on me and things were really bad, I still seen God in all of it. When things got really cold and I felt like I didn't have a friend in the world, He's always been right there. Amen. He's never left me in that season. He said, I'll go with you what? All the way. All the way He'll go with you, church. He's not going to leave you where you're at. I'm glad He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you. Number two, there's a purpose for all things. They're not just a season, but there's a purpose for all things. Purpose is the reason for which anything is done. That's what a purpose is. Have you got purpose in your life? You do, and you don't even realize it. Every single one of you have purpose. God has purposed you for a certain thing. And most likely, it's not even what you're thinking about. If we can push our stuff aside and say, Lord, I'm listening. What is it you want? You'll be surprised how your season will open up and God will show you what He wants in your life. But our problem is we're too wrapped up in ourselves. Can I get a witness? That's awful weak. In verse 1, He told us there in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time. But the latter part of that verse, He says, to every purpose under heaven. So He's got things He's purposed in our lives here, while we're here. Romans 8:28, I love this one. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. So you see, God has called you, His disciples, for a purpose. And He's called me and called these preachers and teachers to teach you and preach to you and make disciples out of you. What does that mean, Brother Gary? When the pastor gives you an ideal like witness cards that's laying back there on the table, get you some of those and go out and leave them on your food tables. Leave them at your workplace. Leave them any place that you go. Invite people to the house of God. Be that disciple for the Lord. And when somebody talks to you about where do you go to church, whip one out and give it to them. Say, right here it is. We printed those up not just to take space on that table, but for to help you to be a better disciple. Amen. That's what they're for. And Christ is leading all of us to help each other do this for Him. There's a purpose for your life. Number three, there's a reason. They're not just a purpose, but there's a reason for your life. I talk to people every week and they're like, I don't know what the reason I'm going through this is, what the purpose is. I don't understand this season. I mean, I don't understand nothing. Why am I going through this? All I can tell you, why not you? Why not you? It hurt Brother Aaron just as bad as it would you. It hurt me as bad as it does you. So why not us? I'm glad if God chose us for a valley, if He didn't think we couldn't go through it, He wouldn't have chose us for it, amen? There's valleys that are picked out for you sometimes. It's for your growth. It's for your help. It's for your purpose. There's a reason why you're walking through this valley. You just didn't fall in the valley. There's a reason God has directed you that way. Ephesians over in Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cries by reason. Right there's that word again, by reason of the taskmasters, for I knew their sorrow. There, that question is why. There's a reason why they went through that. It had to be recorded in Scripture. Why? Because we needed it in this day and time that we live in. We needed to see how God could bring people that were oppressed by a government and bring them out, amen, for a purpose and a reason, amen. That's why they went through it. Over 2,000, 3,000, whenever it was, years ago, whenever they went through it, it was wrote down for a reason. And you could be that reason this morning. Wouldn't that be amazing that God sent millions of some people through all that to get your attention? That's how God works. I'm telling you this morning, Brother Rocky, God could use you to be a witness to me. He could do that this morning. By me watching your life and how you overcome encourages my heart. There's a reason why certain things happen in your life. It's influencing other people's lives. That's why it happens in my life. I've got to the place I quit trying to ask why certain things happen. I try to see what God's doing in it. Amen. And say, God, use me. Lord, send me. God, help me. Let me be the one, Lord. Sometimes it always don't work out the way you want it. But God can get the glory out of it. Amen. 1 Peter 3:15, the Bible says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and in fear. There's that reason again. The reason of hope that's within you. You ought to be in a place in your life, if you're a child of God, you ought to be studying the Word of God so when somebody asks you a question, you may not be able to quote every verse and every word just exactly right, but you ought to be studying the Word of God that you could help somebody if they need the help. There's a reason why God put you certain places, and He's going to use you that way. God just don't have a reason. Number four, I love this one. Now, He give me these, I'm telling you this morning, there's a plan. There's a plan to it all. Not only are they seasons and purposes and reasons, but there's a plan to all this. God has a plan. Just like when God sent us here, God had a plan for Vickers. When God sent you here, God had a plan with you, with Vickers. And God is using you and helping you and blessing your family, blessing your children, meeting your needs, touching your life. There is a plan in place for you today in this church. Well, Brother Gary, I just come on Sundays and I just sit here and I just listen. I don't do it. I'm telling you right now, God has a plan for each and every single one of you in this building. And we got to be in that season of time of God's calendar and listening to what God wants in our lives and so we can understand what His plan is. Listen to what He told Jeremiah in chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. He says, then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before you was ever thought of, God knew you. He knew who you was, when you was, and where you'd be and how you'd be right now. And I'll give you one better than that. He knows what you're going to be when it's all wrapped up. Well, I'll just lay back then. God knows it all and I don't have to do nothing. That's hogwash. That's the devil. You need to be busy doing what God wants in your life. Amen. Seeking Him with your whole heart. He said, I sanctify thee and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nation. He did that for Jeremiah. He can bless you. No, you may not be a prophet. May you might not be a deacon, Sunday school teacher, preacher, pastor. But I'm telling you, you're a child of God, and God can use you this morning in the season you're in. In this time that you're in, God can use you. Proverbs 16 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Anybody got any enemies in here? Let me hold up both hands. Maybe both legs. Do I like to have enemies? No, I try not to have no enemies. But you're going to make enemies at the best you can do. The closer you live to God, the more enemies you're going to get. And that is no reason not to live for God. This is a battlefield. Living for Christ is not a bed of roses. but it's the best life I've ever lived. It's been the hardest, easiest life I've ever lived, because it's been hard when I've done it my way, and it's been easy when I've followed God's plan. Amen? It gets hard when I do it the way I want to do it, or the way I think I should do it. But when I follow His will, everything works out. He has a plan detailed out for you and I this morning. I want to try to help you understand something this morning if I can. I may have used this once before, but I'm going to use it again. It's just off the cuff today. Give me some songbooks. Y'all give me some. That's good. That's all I need right there. All right. Everybody see songbooks? This is your life. Starting down there. There's day one down there. This is when you were born down here. This is when you were born into sin right here. You was conceived in your mother's womb. You had no control over that, and you were brought into this world. Okay? And then as you begin to grow in life, God has a plan already set out. Right here, day one, God has a plan for your life. Brother Chance, I'm going to tell you, God's got a plan for your life. It started right here. And this is your life set out right here. And as you go through life, God has certain things that He wants you to go through. Certain people you're going to meet. Certain places you're going to go. And He's got plans, great plans, for everybody's life. Now, His will is when you come to the age of accountability, that could be here, here, there, somewhere down through. I don't know where that is, but you'll know. They try to use the scriptures and say it's 12 years old. I'm telling you, when you know to do good and do it not, then it's a sin to you. You are of age accountability. You are accountable then. Okay? Now, I vouch for that because I was 11 years old when God saved my soul. So let's say that's right here. Book number 3, I give my life to the Lord. This is where I got saved. This is when it all got good right here. I hadn't experienced life none. I hadn't got into much right here. And so I hadn't done much of sinning or seen much things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, the devil, here he comes. Now I'm born again, child of God, ready to go. I'm excited, and God's got a plan. Now I'm starting to meet people in my school and places I need to be a witness to. And God's got a plan for me to be a witness to them. And I'm trying to talk to them, and I'm trying to tell them how good God is. And all of a sudden, I start getting made fun of. I start getting beat on. I get put down and made fun of for being a Christian. And all of a sudden, it begins to discourage me. And I don't want to stand up no more. I don't want to do that because I don't like all the persecution. And because of that reason, all of a sudden, this time and this time of things that God had planned, I was too ashamed, I was too backwards, and I missed out, and I'm all the way over here now. That was part of my life, but because of being ashamed of things I've been through, I missed out on a couple things that God had planned for my life. Are you with me this morning? So I get to this place and I'm seeing people in the church grow and they're worshiping and they're happy, and I'm sitting here dry as chalk trying to figure out what's going on in my life. It's because I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of trying to be a Christian and trying to stand up and everybody making fun of me. I'm young and I don't know what to do, but I will have enough of watching what's going on in people's lives. And I've got a mommy and daddy that love the Lord, and they're encouraging me, and God's putting people into my life to help me. And all of a sudden I say, God, if I'll just give it all to you, Lord, I surrender all, and I'll give you my life totally, Lord. I know I'm saved, but I need to surrender my being to you, Lord, that you can use my life. It happens right here. All of a sudden, I stand back up for the Lord. I've got a new focus and a new purpose. The devil's mad, and I could care less. This is where you're going to have to get. God's going to use you. Now I've got all these things yet. God's got a plan for my life. I don't even know that this is about to happen in my life. But God's got a purpose for everything, a plan for everything, a reason for everything. And I go through this, and I go through that, and I'm going through that, and I'm going through that, and God's with me, and I'm encouraging people, and I'm doing what God wants me to do, and God's helping and blessing people's life through my life. Everybody I touch, they touch somebody. Every time you touch one life, they touch 10 lives, and then they touch 10 more lives, and 10 more lives, and next thing you know, they've been hundreds of people's lives touched just because of you. They've been touched. Can you see how you can miss out in touching thousands of lives for being disobedient? God has a reason. Let me show you. I had to write it down. I want to give you a brief description of what God has done with me in my life. At age 11, He saved me. At age 12, He gave me the gift to play music and to sing gospel music. And I started traveling with my dad and a young quartet at that time. The man that helped teach me music is sitting on the back row, Darrell Atkins. He taught me my first three chords. God worked through him to help me learn how to play gospel music for the Lord Jesus Christ, sitting right back there at age 12. Age 15, God called me to preach the gospel. I started traveling with a male quartet as the lead singer at that time, preaching here and there, and didn't know what I was doing, running from the call. I hadn't surrendered the call yet, but I was miserable. God was calling me, and I was hiding behind a guitar and a microphone, and every time I'd go sing and try to stand on the stage, God would give me scriptures. I'm talking about a 15-year-old boy God's wanting to use. Then at 18 years old, I met the girl of my dreams, and God gave me her, and I got to marry her, and it was wonderful, and it's been wonderful for 30 years. At age 19, we started a ministry together with her brothers, and we started traveling across the country, singing and preaching the gospel. I was still running from God at that time to surrender the call to preach. Then at age 22, my daddy passes away, the worst time of my life. He's my best friend. He's my mentor. He's my hero. And I lose the best friend that I've got in this world. But I'll tell you what happened. It only made me determined to live for God harder than I ever have. And it took that for me to surrender to the call to preach at 22. So I accepted my calling and stepped out for God to preach the gospel. Then at age 30, I came off the road and started pastoring my first church. At age 31, we had our first baby girl, a precious gift from God, and I started my own business. At age 32, I lost a set of twins. Me and my wife, we lost a set of twins early in her pregnancy. At age 37, I started pastoring my second church in Alabama that needed some help to get them back on their feet, and I went down just for a short while to help them. Then at age 40, I had my first stroke, and I was paralyzed on the right side. Didn't know if I'd live through it and know that God had a purpose for my life. And I'm glad that God healed my body at age 40. Amen. He worked with me. But from age 40 down to 37, I began to travel and sing with my wife and daughter and just be a blessing to people and try to preach the gospel and work for the Lord. And during this time, I'm not pastoring, but we're traveling and singing. I'm doing a stand-in minister. I'm Sunday school teacher. I'm teaching college and career. I'm doing youth meetings. I'm doing marriage counseling. I'm doing suicide counseling. I'm working with married couples. I'm being a song leader. I'm trying to be a band director. And I'm even being a janitor during this time up to age 46. At age 46, I'm trained, I'm focused, I'm encouraged, I'm excited for the next step of the ministry for our Lord Jesus Christ. Here I am at age 48, 49. God called me to be the senior pastor of Vickers Chapel of the greatest church in all of America. I'm telling you this morning, God's got a reason for your life. Amen. That's just a breakdown. There's a lot happened through all that in my life. And here I am at 49 years old, and I don't know what the next step is. But I know God sent me here. And I know that all this work and all that's went on in my life, God has prepared me for this day. He has prepared me for this church. He has prepared me for you people. And I'll tell you, we got to work together and love each other. Why? Because God's got a plan, amen? God's got a plan this morning. He's going to use you. He's going to use me. And we're going to work together. And we're going to win the world, amen, every way that we can. I'm going to tell you, don't miss out what God has planned in your life. And I'll tell you this. I could be all the way down to this point right here in my life. I don't know. Right here's where I could be. It's once appointed unto man to die, and then after this, the judgment. When God lays out a plan in a man's life, we don't know how long that plan is. I'm fixing to preach a message. God's already been working with me. I hope I get to preach it for too long, called The Dash Between the Dates. And I'm going to preach on that. We're going to talk about that. But I'm going to tell you, there's coming a day when we're coming to the end. Some of us live to be old. Some of us don't live to be old. My daughter was up half the night last night over a young teenager that committed suicide last night. Somebody she went to school with, and I know her heart's been broke. And I wasn't going to bring it up today. It's a real thing. It happens in people's lives. It's a hard thing. There's a time and a place for all things that goes on in our life. There's no reason for suicide. If you know somebody that is troubled, somebody that needs some help, you need to get them some help. You need to try to go help them. Why? Because God's got a plan to work through your life to help those people. Amen? And He can use you. And He can help you. We pray for these families. I don't want to miss out on a single thing that God has got for my life. God sent me to Vickers, and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, please let me stay at Vickers till you come. I don't want to go nowhere else, Lord. I want to stay right here. And I'm glad that God has given us a vision. If I was to tell you this morning what He's told me and showed me, it'd scare every one of you to death. But I'm going to tell you this morning, God's not done with Vickers. He's blessing Vickers, He's using Vickers, and He's doing that through you. He's doing it through our children, our parents, our young parents. And every time you decide, I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to go. I just don't want to be there. I just want to stay home. You're missing out on what God is doing. But if I'm already right there and God's fixing to call me, all I can say, come on, Lord Jesus. I'm ready to go, amen. God has a plan. As I come to a close, these men sitting right here, Mark and Chris, we traveled for 13 years as a family together. And we got to see thousands of people led to the Lord and won to the Lord, not because of us, because we knew God had a plan for our lives. And God worked through that. But God told me through this message to tell you, He just don't work through certain people. He works through everybody. He's got a plan for every one of you. Sister Stacy, God's got a plan for you. Brother Stephen, He's got a plan for you. Every single one of you all, God's got a plan. But you got to quit hesitating and say, yes, Lord. Whatever you want, I'll do it. Lord, they need the bathrooms cleaned. Lord, I'll go clean the bathrooms. Lord, somebody needs prayer. I'll go down to the church at 9 o'clock at night and I'll get on the altar, Lord, and cry out for them if that's what's needed. Lord, ain't nobody blow the leaves off the parking lot. I'll go down and blow the leaves off the parking lot. Whatever needs to be done, whatever it is, you ought to be willing. Time is running out. We only got a certain amount of time to work for God. Where are you in this span of time right now? We really don't know, do we? But I would hope if we're all the way down here right now, if this is where some of us are at, I would hope that God could look back through there and say, well done, well done, well done, well done. Oh, it was a little disappointing there, well done, a little disappointing there, but well done. I'm glad that when we stand before God one day, when we have given this stuff to the Lord, He's not going to be standing there with this that you've done got forgiveness for. Say, remember this. He said, now let the sun go down upon your wrath. If you fail God, if you sin against God, you need to bring it to Him. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And He gets rid of that. It's over with. It's done. But the devil don't, does he? He brings it up all the time. Say, oh yeah. Remember when? I say, yeah, I remember when. I remember when I took it to the cross and laid it down and give it to the Lord. Maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking about this because you know that you're guilty. There've been things in your life that's went on that you know ain't pleased God. I'd bring them to the Lord this morning. Maybe you need to move up for God and do something here in this church and you haven't done it and God's been pecking on your heart saying you need to do it. You know, last week I preached on commitments, how we need to be committed to the Lord. Maybe the Lord's wanting you to do something. You haven't stepped out to do it. Whatever it is this morning, don't wait another service to make things right, to do what's right, because time is running out. If you sit down and wrote out a list like this, like I have, I thought, Lord, I could have done so much better. And that was just highlighting certain things of my life. I could have done so much different. Don't make out a list and it look like all failures. Try to make out a list and say, boy, I'm glad I trusted Him there. I'm glad I did what He wanted there. I'm glad I followed His plan there. You may not be thrilled with it, but God will be glorified in it. You'll never go wrong putting the Lord first in your life. You believe that this morning? I'm here this morning only because of Him. And I say it all the time and I'll never stop saying it. God's blessed my aunt to be here this morning, Lois. If she hadn't have been the witness as she was to my daddy, you wouldn't have a pastor this morning like I'm standing here. I wouldn't be here. But because of her witness to my daddy, following God's plan, God spoke through her to work on him, to work on us. See how it works? God had a plan in her life when she got saved. And she followed the plan. And it helped lead me to Vickers. You can say, oh, that's coincidence. There ain't no coincidence. That's God's perfect plan for our lives. And then work through her children to help teach me the ways of God. The ways of God. Ain't that amazing how God works? And I don't have enough time to tell you everything God's done. I want to tell you, He loves you this morning. He told me to slow down and get real serious with you this morning. If you're going to go to that next place for God, you're going to have to get serious. Church, we're going to have to get serious for God. As every head's bowed and we stand to our feet.